Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
He's one of our favorite comedians. You've seen him in movies. You've seen him in a million TV shows and about 6,240 very excellent stand-up specials. And he called into the show yesterday. Hello, the poorly named Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.
Hi, this is Patton.
Hi, Patton. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Patton is in the midst of his effervescent tour, coming up to Grand Rapids, our home market, on Friday, May 17th, and then in Detroit the next night, a lot of other tour stops, a lot of them out west and on the east, including Baltimore, and I believe a couple in Los Angeles, a couple in Utah, so it's a great tour. And Patton, I have watched every one of your specials except the latest. I'm saving it for a special occasion, i.e. when we don't have kids, so I'm sure this tour is killing as well.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole hour of new material. I get to go out. I mean, it's good to get back out on the road. You know, I like being out on the road doing new stuff all the time. So it's very exciting. You know, you create, you promote, you repeat. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Does it ever break your heart when you finish with, you know, you record the special and now that material's gone? Do you ever want to play the classics? Like, do you ever have the urge to do a show and play, like, say, hey, tonight I'm doing KFC Bowl, or I'm going to tell you about the best fight I've ever seen, or any of the other bits?
Well, what breaks my heart is when I record a special or an album, and then I can still do that material before the special comes out. Like, right. I have a couple of months to do it, and I suddenly I'm on stage and I realize there's a better way to do this bit, or there's a better way to phrase it or organize it. And I'm like, oh, but I've already recorded it. Like, that drives me crazy.
Oh, that would.
I bet it would.
Oh, yeah.
Nate Bargatze told us one time that they released his special, I think it was a Netflix one, before he thought it was going to be released, and he was on the show, and then I was going to see the show, and he said, hey, look, I expected to still be doing like Greatest Living American, I can forget what the title of it was, but I still expected to be doing those bits, so now I've been rushed into doing new bits, so don't judge. And I thought, well, that's a weird situation to be put in, out of your control, on something you're so excited for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you are excited for it, but you also, you know, when you, I take the advice of Chris Rock, which is if an audience like buys your album or watches your special and sees an hour of material and then they go see you live afterward, and you do that same material, they'll be happy, but they'll never come see you again. They're like, well, that's all he does. But if they see your special and then they go see you live and you do a whole new hour, they're your fans for life.
That makes sense.
So you've got to, you've really got to do that. Although it's the opposite with musicians, with a rock band.
Yeah.
If you hear the album, well, I want to hear that album. I don't want to hear your new stuff.
Right, right.
You know, do the stuff I heard on the album.
I know you were in Los Angeles for the Netflix is a Joke Festival. You did a show there on the 5th, I believe. Did you go to the Tom Brady roast?
No, I was out of town for that. I was traveling.
Okay.
I got in the day of my show, so I missed that one.
So here's what happened to me. I was talking about it with some friends yesterday, and I haven't watched the whole thing, but I said to them, they asked if I'd seen it. I said, I saw Nikki Glaser's, and I think what she did was one of the greatest uses of the art form, referring to comedy in general. And they mocked me mercilessly for thinking a roast counted as art. But I think, first of all, I think comedy is a wonderful form of art.
Oh,
and the roast is just another form.
Oh, yeah.
Will you back me up on this?
Yeah. No, roast is absolutely a form of art. You have to, because you are so openly walking this line, you are inviting the idea of I'm going to lose this massive audience at any second. And when you walk that line and don't do it, that is, and Nikki's one of the best.
She's really good at it. Her timing, her pause work, the things she doesn't say and the things she says when she says it, I find myself laughing, but also just wanting to rewatch it to see if I can learn anything. P.S. I can't.
Yeah. She's one of the best. She's
I'd imagine that's a maddening situation because a very difficult situation because in that environment, everybody is just looking to attack for any reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely an art form, being able to keep the guns off of you.
They're looking for the stumble that then, you know, your set goes in the toilet. That's part of the thrill.
Right. Yeah. I believe that. Patton Oswalt's with us. The Effervescent Tour going on right now. PattonOswalt.com has all the tour dates. It has a chance for you to buy tickets. Patton, you grew up in a fairly rural area of Virginia, right?
It was rural when I lived there. And then after I moved away, AOL built their headquarters. And now it's like going back to Houston.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's a big difference. Yeah. But my reason for asking is, I'm guessing where you lived, you didn't see a lot of people from your region, from your area, from your high school's sports conference or whatever that went on to entertainment. How did you know you were going to chase comedy? And when did you think to yourself, I'm guessing you didn't allow yourself mostly to think, I think I'm going to make it.
It was that thing between the summer between freshman and sophomore year of college. That was when I was doing a bunch of different things and starting to realize, I think a lot of people, when they get to that point in their life, are like, well, I better figure out what to do with my life right now. Like, oh my God, this is going to end really soon. So I started doing a bunch of different jobs. One of them was going up and just doing open mics. And for some reason that clicked with me, that whole life that this is what I want to do. I want to hang out with comedians. I want to work these hours. This is great. And then that was in 1988. It wasn't until about 6 years later that it really felt like, oh, I can actually make a living doing this. But it took time. You know, I gave myself time because I really didn't have anything else to do.
When was the last time someone in your family asked you if you have a backup plan?
Oh, man.
Been a while now, I hope.
Last week. I mean, I still have people like, you know, it's going good now, but you always want a good, solid job to fall back. You know?
Right. Sometimes it dries up.
Yeah, everything's ephemeral. Everything is ephemeral. Ephemeral?
Sure.
Ephemeral.
Yeah, sure.
It's not going to last.
So you said that it took about 6 years before you realized that this was a legitimate thing that you could do. What was it that happened around that time? Was it, I mean, can you look back and say, oh, it was this set at this club or this advice that somebody had given me? Was there anything in particular that you can think back on?
It was a bunch of things. I started to get some TV roles. I started to get writing jobs. You know, people were paying me to write stuff for them. And I was starting to get really basically booked every weekend. So it just felt like, oh, okay, I'm generating some kind of velocity here that's sort of, you know, taking over. So that felt really good.
Do you ever not work because you appear in every television show I turn on? I'm not kidding. I don't even remember which show it was in the last week. I'm watching it and all of a sudden there you are again. And it seems like you are constantly on the road or in a television show or in a movie.
I like working. And I have this philosophy that every day is a rainy day in this business. So I kind of say yes to everything, to work all the time.
Will there be another season of MODOK by any chance?
Right now, no. And it's killing me because, God, I love doing that so much.
It's one of my favorite things that I have ever seen. I enjoyed that series so much. I would sit there on my iPad and I'd be, you know, just sitting in bed and I would put that on and I would laugh my ass off.
We'd listen to him giggling on airplanes. What are you watching? MODOK.
I'm watching MODOK again.
Similar to what you just said, Hot Wings, I was watching What We Do in the Shadows, a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And you popped up in that episode where they mistake you for Guillermo or they think you look enough like Guillermo and then they kill you. I died through the whole episode. There were so many, that whole series, same thing. I'll just find myself giggling.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing you pop up in that, it was so beautifully done. How is it working on that set? Because I'm always so curious because it's so...
It's pretty unique.
Goofy and grand at the same time.
Well, they shoot so much stuff. They really let you riff. And we shot There was so much that we shot in that Panera Bread conversation. There's a thing that they didn't use where I try to teach him how to eat a sandwich because he doesn't know what a sandwich is.
Yeah.
Yes. Can't work. This is one of the funniest. He was so amazing. And then there was a much longer conversation on the roof about, you know, honor and how he leads up to killing me. It's just, I mean, that I've watched that show. I mean, the original movie is amazing, and then the entire show, I love it.
Same.
Love it so much.
We're basically apostles for that show because more people need to see it. There's not enough.
Oh my God, it's the best. And they're doing, I think we get one more season, which is just, oh God, that hurts my heart.
It does.
Want to go on forever.
I know, right?
Normally I try to rush. I don't try to, but I often rush through the episodes. I'm going to try to cherish them as best I can. Patton Oswalt is with us. The Effervescent Tour going on right now. The special that I haven't watched yet that we're saving until there are no kids is I Love Everything. And I know in it, just from the little blurb, it talks about you turning 50 and what that means. Hot Wings and I, dumb names, both have turned 50 in the last year and are about to turn 51. What does that mean to you?
In a weird way, when you're 50, there's something about 50 where it's okay to start acknowledging, oh, hey, I can't do the stuff that I did when I was 20. And there's nothing sadder than someone in their 50s that still is like, no, I'm still 22. It's also hilarious because it usually leads to some really funny injuries, but you've got to embrace. Hey, there's a guy named Ali Sadiq. He's a hilarious comedian, and he does this thing where he stands on a chair on stage, and he's like, anyone under 20 looking at this right now is like, yeah, whatever, and anyone over 40 is like, oh, you better be careful, dude.
Yeah, sit down careful.
Yeah, like people are looking at this way differently, and it's so perfect.
I think 50 was the first time I felt fragile in my life, where what you're saying, where if I climb up on a chair to do something, I think, boy, if I fall, I'm probably going to break a bone. That never crossed my mind.
Just yesterday, I tweaked my knee going up the one stair from my garage into my house.
That's bad.
And then I just stepped. I went, what the hell, man? God damn it.
Yeah, I broke my ankle and foot. I talk about it. Well, I talk about it in I talk about it in, wait a minute. God, I can't remember which one I talked about.
Patton, you're too prolific.
I write a lot of stuff. I stepped off a curb wrong and completely broke my ankle and foot.
That's exactly how I broke my ankle. I was leaving after a full music festival weekend where everybody, you get home and you're in a cast. Everybody's like, oh, you must have partied. No, I went to breakfast the day that we were leaving after all the partying was over, and I stepped off of a curb wrong wearing a sandal, and I broke the bone that attaches your foot to your ankle, and it never healed the same. My doctor looked at me and he was like, once you break your ankle, it's sore for life. I'm like, that is so terrible.
My ankle is sore for life. I go on walks now. I don't think I'm ever going to go jogging again.
No.
The saddest thing for Kelly is she's still in her 30s.
I know.
How did you do that?
I swear to God, I was just wearing cheap little sandals and I slipped and I heard a pop and I walked about 10 more steps and then I had to be carried to the car. It was so embarrassing.
The same week that I broke my ankle, Tony Hawk broke his femur. Skateboarding. He and I are the same age.
Okay.
And he was in his, I've been to his studio, his place in San Diego, where he has the, you know, skate the walls. And
Oh my gosh.
And so he texted me an x-ray of his femur. He goes, looks like we're in the same boat. I'm like, no, we're not, dude. you found a way to be even cooler. Like you Jackie Chan yourself into an even, and I fell off a curb like someone's aunt who saw a bird. Then I saw him afterwards at the premiere of his movie. He's walking with his cool cane. He looked even cooler.
I know, doesn't that make you mad?
Yeah. Here I'd be wearing my Skechers Shape Ups, trying to get by.
Yeah, my shoes that I can just push my foot into because I don't want to tie them anymore.
Patton, this might be a weird question, but because of the diversity of your career, the many cameos, the starring roles, I love when you act, by the way, and I know that sounds weird. I don't mean to say you're a comedian and when you do something else, I love, but I really like when I see you in things. But I wonder this, because you're not the type to brag or be showy. But when you're thinking internally, what are the projects, specials, or other things that you're like, that's the one that makes me most proud on the inside?
Oh, man. I mean, special-wise, my second album, Werewolves and Lollipops, is like the closest to, because it's all, it's one show, one take at a small club, and but the energy of that that I really, really love. But then also Annihilation, I mean, that's, I didn't think I could pull that off, being that vulnerable on stage. That's something that I'm also very, very proud of.
I assumed that one would be on the short list. For those who don't know, in Annihilation, Patton talked about so many things, including the loss of your late wife, Michelle, which was out of the blue, right? I mean, just completely out of the blue. And I thought that's something, if you've dealt with grief and shocking, like a shocking takeaway, I have referenced that and saying, hey, watch this to see, you know, someone talk about the stages of grief and how to deal, like that fear of what am I going to do? Yeah, it's and it's funny. It's not just, you know, emotional, but funny.
I found a way to eventually make it funny, but it was one of those things where I'm like, there were months where I was like, I guess I'm just done being a comedian. Like, why, what, how the hell do I talk about any of this? And so the fact that I was able to somehow, I don't know, I'm not saying that I take like pride in it. It was like something that I didn't realize I could do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's something to be proud of, to overcome just what your own self-belief, I think, is a big deal.
Unlock a skill you didn't know you had.
Is the second choice the fact that your Star Wars rant on the Parks and Rec episode has gotten a life of its own? Because that was all riffed, right?
Yeah, that whole thing was me. Just, I didn't want to, they kind of played a prank on me. They're like, don't yell cut. Let's see how long you talk.
That's great.
And I loved Parks and Rec so much. It is one of the best.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the best shows ever on TV. Mm-hmm. I did not want to get fired. and so I just was like, okay, I'm just going to keep talking. What's going on here? And so there you go. You know,
that's pretty great. It was amazing.
It was a giant panicky info dump.
If that's how you do when you panic, you're really doing it.
Yeah, you got it.
Panicky info dump.
I start slinging trivia so that my attacker will get bored.
Patton Oswalt, the Effervescent Tour going on now. He'll be at 20 Monroe in Grand Rapids on the 17th of May in Detroit the next night. All the tour dates at PattonOswalt.com. Thanks for taking time with us today. We're huge fans. Hope you have continued success for many, many years.
Dude, thanks for having me on, guys. Thank you so much.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com.